The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art has been called the largest contemporary art museum in the world. It opened 10 years ago this summer with promises to exhibit edgy, large-scale spectacles that would draw the attention of artists, critics, and audiences from around the world. MassMocha also promised to transform the working-class Berkshire town of North Adams into an arts mecca. Yesterday, we heard about the museum's economic impact on North Adams. Today, WBUR's Andrea Shea turns to its cultural impact, both locally and internationally.
At MassMocha, size doesn't matter.
In those days, I thought a lot about the jungle adventure and eventually managed to make my first drawing. It looked like this.
Hulking sculptures and ceiling-high video installations, like the one you're hearing now by Israeli artist Guy Ben-Ur, honor the museum's 150,000 square feet of gallery space and also honor its mission. Joseph Thompson is MassMocha's director.
It's not like going to a show and standing in the middle of a gallery and seeing 20 things on the wall. It's often a one-to-one experience. You walk up into a gallery and you're in a work of art.
Many of the works of art here are by high-profile artists who've shown at the world's top museums. Right now, a retrospective of 100 wall drawings by conceptual artist Saul LeWitt fills 25,000 square feet at MassMocha. Time magazine rated it the top museum exhibition of 2008, ahead of shows at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Guggenheim, and the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. Having MassMocha here boosts Massachusetts' cultural landscape, according to Nick Capasso. He's senior curator at the Decordova Museum, just outside Boston.
What they really add to the national cultural community is the ability to show extremely large, extremely extensive, extremely involved works of contemporary art that really cannot be realized or adequately presented anywhere else.
Take, for instance, an industrial-sized piece called The Knitting Machine by Providence-based sculptor Dave Cole.
I took two excavators, giant digging machines, removed the shovels and replaced them with telephone poles, and then actually knit with the machines.
Cole knit, that's right, knit, a giant American flag with those big machines, using more than 500 stitches and a mile of material. He says it's not the kind of thing an artist can pull off at just any museum.
I mean, MassMocha is the kind of place that will not only allow something big and crazy to happen, but actually encourage it.
Cole sees MassMocha as a Shangri-La of contemporary art in the Berkshires, but it hasn't always been pure artistic bliss at the museum. 2 years ago, MassMocha went to federal court over a legal dispute with Swiss artist Christoph Buchel. He abandoned his unfinished installation, Training Ground for Democracy, after months of planning. It was the size of a football field and featured an actual movie theater, cargo containers, and an entire house. The artist and the museum fought over the show's destiny. MassMocha won and ultimately dismantled it. Director Joseph Thompson regrets what he calls a very expensive snafu.
Yeah, that nearly put us out of business.
It also put MassMocha into the international press because the conflict was unprecedented in the museum world. You can see MassMocha's impact here in North Adams, too.
Back here is my 16mm film collection. These are old driver's ed movies and mental hygiene classics and a lot of home movies.
Rich Remsburg is an experimental filmmaker and archivist. He and his wife live and work at the Eclipse Mill, a former textile building that was converted into 40 artist lofts 5 years ago. They moved to North Adams from Indiana after hearing the town was experiencing an artistic renaissance following MassMocha's opening.
And that's true. It's just you get a skewed notion of how true it is when you're on the outside. And once you move here, you see that it's moving slower than you've been led to believe. Or I know no one's lying. It's just you get an impression that there's more happening than there is.
That said, Remsburg is very satisfied with what is happening in North Adams. He credits Mass MoCA for being an artistic anchor and says if the museum wasn't here, he would have moved to Brooklyn. A tight-knit community of working artists drives the creative scene here, according to John Mitchell. He's the arts and entertainment editor at the local paper, the North Adams Transcript. Mitchell moved here from Somerville 12 years ago. At the time, the big joke was you could get a house in North Adams for the price of a car. But now he says the town is transformed with more young people, more restaurants, more live music, and more than 20 art galleries.
You know, it's totally different because the downtown, it's still got a ways to go, but it's not as dead as it was when we first came here. You look around and you feel a lot more hopeful.
Mass MoCA is also nurturing future generations of museum goers. On this day, students from Reed Middle School in nearby Pittsfield pile into a gallery for a tour.
This is a piece by an artist named Anselm Kiefer. And Anselm Kiefer was born in Germany in 1945, and he grew up in the aftermath of World War II. So he makes a lot of art about destruction.
Seventh grader Jacob Novick stares at a wall-like sculpture made of crumbled concrete and twisted metal.
When I first saw it, I was thinking, what is that? Why is it there? Is it trash? Is it what? But then it was explained what it was, and you really start thinking about it, and it's very interesting, people's perspective on life.
Novick admits he hasn't been to many art museums, and he says he can't wait to tell his parents about the odd and amazing things he saw on his trip to Mass MoCA. For the past 10 years, this eye-popping effect is exactly what Mass MoCA has strived to achieve, both here in North Adams and beyond. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.